This is Sound Ideas. I'm Sarah Nardi. Finally tonight, if you've waited until the very last minute to make weekend plans, classical guitarist Nandor Noves just so happens to be in concert tonight. He's the music director at Normal First United Methodist, and Noves will be performing there tonight at 7. Lauren Warnicki has this preview.
Classical guitarist Nandor Noves grew up with two constants in his life, music and the Methodist Church.
So my parents are both music ministers at the Methodist Church in Brazil. So I usually say that I had no other option in life but to become a church musician.
There were, of course, other options, and Noves at first hoped to join the military.
But I actually discovered that I had a heart disorder when I was 18, and that prevented me from entering the military academy. But you know what? Instead of drowning down and kind of in a deep sea of frustration, my dad came to me and said, "Hey, Nandor, you have a background in music already." Because at that time, I was attending a conservatory of music, Heitor Villa-Lobos Conservatory in São Paulo. So my father said to me, "You know, why not to consider pursuing a degree in music and a career in music?" So everything happened really naturally in my life. That wasn't my first choice, even though music had a special place in my heart. But I said, okay, so let's give it a try. So here I am after 20 plus years serving as a church musician. And I'm very happy I didn't become a military officer. But looking back now, so I'm kind of, I'm not into fighting the battles. And I'm more into searching for peace and sharing the love.
When I think of classical guitar, I think of Spain. What is your elevator pitch for the classical traditions of guitar in Brazil?
Well, I'm very into the music of Spanish composers. So that body of the guitar music literature actually is part of most of my repertoire. So I'm talking about the music of Francisco Tárrega. I would say one of the founding fathers of Spanish music in terms of guitar. So actually, piano composers such as Albéniz and Granados, their music became so famous, played by guitarists through transcriptions from piano music to guitar music. And that kind of music, especially from the Romantic period, that's the kind of repertoire that really, really gets me, really speaks to my heart.
So you are... Have you finished your PhD? You're still working on your PhD? Where are you in that process?
Well, I'm kind of surviving that process right now. So that's the truth. So I am going into pursuing my doctoral candidacy now this fall. So I still have two more exams to go. God have mercy. So next year, hopefully in the spring, I'll be presenting my thesis. So it's going to be my dissertation, and I'll be talking about a Brazilian composer, Teodoro Nogueira, and he's one of the composers of the nationalism period in Brazil. And when I say nationalism, it has nothing to do with this craziness that we see right now when you talk about that topic. I'm talking more about finding in the music of Brazil, in the folk music, in the music of the people, in the popular music, elements to compose art music. So nationalism in that sense. So yeah, and the same thing with like Villa-Lobos, for example, one of the composers that I'm going to play, whose music I'm going to perform in this concert here at Normal First.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that next. You know, I know that this concert is connected to this work that you're doing for your dissertation. So give us a few more of the highlights.
Yes, even though I will not be playing music by Teodoro Nogueira, not yet, as you need to practice and to prepare their repertoire, but I will certainly be playing the music by Villa-Lobos into his music. So Villa-Lobos' music is like a melting pot of different cultures, and that's what I love about his music. So he's able to combine like the impressionism of the music, such as the ones composed by Debussy, for example, and he actually spent some time in France when he was able to meet with really important composers, Darius Milhaud, Edgar Varèse, and Arthur Rubinstein, actually, phenomenal pianist, was a good friend of Hector Villa-Lobos. So he was able to absorb all these experiences and combine it with popular music from Brazil, folk music, and also the music of indigenous folks in Brazil, native music. So this is fantastic to me, the ability to combine all these elements and make of this a creative art music.
That's WGLT arts correspondent Lauren Warnicki with Nander Noves. He performs tonight at 7 at Normal First United Methodist Church.